A soul man swimming in lies. Welcome to the new world order. Soul man, look at this life. Locked down in this 5G town. Klaus Schwab is coming for you. Life's lost and that's the cost. With these injections your life's a toss. Like the freedom you all have lost. Now I'm trolling you.
We're going to continue to be in a lot of trouble. And there's going to be a lot of hurt if that does not stop.
Requiring all staff to be vaccinated or terminated. The FDA turning its attention to kids.
There's another COVID winter coming, and no one is quite sure what to expect.
Lullabies, look at these lies. These cronies spun the same old song. Doesn't mean that much to me, but it's done a lot to you. I've been worst of cast. Mass formation took my mind so fast. But I'm all alone at last when I fail to cancel Rogan. Soul man, take a look at my life, and I'm not like you. I've got big fire to tell.
All right, here we go, folks. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, January 30th, 2022. We are live right now. That little parody that was trending on BitChute, I figured I'd play it. Good old Neil Young parody after the big old dust up with him and Joe Rogan, of course. You know, Rogan has two guys on, Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Robert Malone, and his own personal viewpoints interjected throughout his talks. I catch his things from time to time. I'm not a fanboy, but I did catch the entire McCullough and Rogan, I mean, McCullough and Malone interviews, and I'm going to hope to get to, which one of the things I missed last week, I just didn't have the time, was some of the interesting part, the most interesting part of that interview. Maybe I should knock it out now. Go ahead and get clip six queued up, Mr. Producer. This is from the Rogan and Dr. Robert Malone interview. A lot of people, you know, you, as you can see up on Jeff Rentz's website and other places, they dug back into the guy's tweets where he really was into this whole surveillance, contact tracing, so forth and so on, kind of paradigm early in the scamdemic here. And this guy is attached very, very deeply with your shadow elements of the government, okay? Now he's been thrown out there as a persona non grata, allegedly, but we know the numerous sheep dippings that happen to people throughout. You know, there's people that are, you know, Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers is being moved to somewhere in Oklahoma now. People have some very deep questions about Stuart Rhodes and whether he's got any connections to the federal government and so forth and so on. Whether he was a big kind of a vacuum cleaner, honeypot. You know, people have opinions all over the place about all this stuff. But when I listened to the Dr. Robert Malone interview on Joe Rogan, my ears pricked up quite a bit when some new acronyms got thrown at me that I really wasn't privy to, like DITRA. I think it's Defense Threat Reduction Assessment and things of this nature. So I've got a lot to try to cover, and I've got a pretty long segment of about a 1 hour and 30 minute documentary kind of presentation that I sent out to a lot of contacts last night. Sean and Giuseppe and Hooley and Dr. Fetzer and a bunch of other folks. And you don't have to agree with everything in this kind of presentation to really grasp where this thing is taking us. And Dr. Tenpenny is now really on top of this whole turning humans into manipulatable antennas and authenticated beings at the Internet of Things. And so this is finally, after all these weeks that I've been harping on it and others have been harping on it on BitChute and other places, now this has kind of caught fire. That people are saying, okay, this probably is a depopulation weapon. It is an infertility weapon, but it's also a gateway, a pathway into the transhuman authentication, Internet of Bodies, Internet of Things, the transhuman Mark of the Beast stuff. Now, I'm not saying these shots are the Mark of the Beast, but they are the platform which the Mark of the Beast is going to be layered onto. And the stuff really is very cool about how the need for all these boosters and how Trudeau and the Aussies have bought dose after dose, like multiple doses per person in their countries. That's to get these nano antennas built into the people and to get them there. And there's this big dust up about ivermectin, whether ivermectin, you know, getting into germ theory and all this, and I don't want to go down all kinds of tributaries right now, but ivermectin basically looks like destroys these antennas being built within the host who are taking these injections. So whether ivermectin kills the virus or not is being debated out here now. Now the real debate is, okay, does the ivermectin screw up the plans of these Borgification prophets that want to bring everybody into this hive mind Borg, blah, 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 blah. And so this drug really could be like a monkey wrench in the transformation of these humans into these, you know, manipulated 5G, ELF, whatever, millimeter wave slaves. And so this drug and supposedly cannabis might be as well. I you know, it's very, very hard to say the manipulation of the cannabis out here. It's very, very likely that this stuff is all over the map genetically of what they've done to the structure of this plant, that people are taking in at large doses, the gummies and all the rest of the stuff, the edibles and all that. So let's get back. Let's Jen Psaki, we'll do a circle back here, a little commie wench. But we're going to get back into Dr. Robert Malone, and I picked out just kind of a few minutes that kind of really, really tuned my ears up when I listened to this thing. Go ahead and roll clip six, Mr. Producer.
When COVID first hit, when the lockdown started happening in March of 2020, what was your position on all this?
So you're kind of asking my origin story with COVID.
Yes. I mean, were you initially have you taken the COVID vaccine?
So the answer is yes. I've also been infected twice.
After you took it?
Once before. I was infected at the end of February because I was attending a MIT conference on drug discovery and artificial intelligence.
So this is pre-lockdown? Correct. February 20th?
But it goes back further than that. There's a CIA agent that I've co-published with in the past named Michael Kelly.
Oh, interesting.
He was in Wuhan in the fourth quarter of 2019. He called me from Wuhan on January 4th. I was currently managing a team that was focusing on drug discovery for organophosphate poisoning, ergo nerve agents, for DITRA, Defense Threat Reduction Agency, involving high-performing computing and biorobot screening, high-end stuff. And he told me, Robert, you got to get your team spun up because we got a problem with this new virus. I worked with him through prior outbreaks. So it was then that I turned my attention to this, started modeling a key protein, a protease inhibitor of this virus when the sequence was released on January 11th as the Wuhan seafood market virus. And I've been pretty much going nonstop ever since, to that point with drug repurposing. I'm the one that originally discovered famotidine as an agent because I was self-treating myself after I got infected with agents that we'd identified through the computer modeling.
So February of 2020, you get infected. And how bad is your case?
Bad. I thought I was going to die. You got to remember, I was up on all the latest information from China and everywhere else. I knew all about this virus. I knew, you know, I've been watching the videos of people dropping in the street. My lungs were burning until I took famotidine, and that relieved that.
And what is famotidine?
It's otherwise known as Pepcid. So just to, on this tangent, since I've said it, I've got some good news to announce. First time here. Today, we believe we should have the first patient enrolled in our clinical trials of the combination of famotidine and celecoxib for treating SARS-CoV-2. This is trials being run by the company Leidos, which is one of my clients, that I've helped design. It's based on my discoveries. They're funded by Defense Threat Reduction Agency. So this is another drug combination. Now, I work with all these folks like Peter and Pierre that I know you know.
Peter McCullough, yeah. Pierre Corey.
But I haven't pushed this drug combination. I just felt it was inappropriate until we got the trials running. But they're now open, and we've passed through the FDA screening process. By the way, we had data showing that adding ivermectin further improved the combination. But the FDA created such enormous roadblocks to us doing an ivermectin arm that we had to drop it. And by we, what I'm saying is the FDA created so much grief that the DOD decided the juice wasn't worth the squeeze, and they just dropped that arm.
Why do you think that is? What do you think is going on with the pushback on ivermectin?
Pause it there for a second, Mr. Producer. Pause it. And this whole thing with ivermectin, and if you get onto the Space Busters BitChute channel, Nano Man, and it talks about the swabs and the radioactive swabs and the injections and all this. It's about an hour and 30 some odd minutes, but it gets into the ivermectin controversy. And if you go down further on their channel, it talks about the drug itself, and there's a much shorter kind of presentation on the drug, ivermectin, and so forth and so on. But contained in the Nano Man presentation, it talks about ivermectin throwing a real monkey wrench, quite possibly, into these graphene dioxide based nanotech antennas that are built in the host post jab, which this is the entire World Economic Forum, Fourth Industrial Revolution, Schwabian, transhuman, real dystopian BS. But let's go ahead and resume that for a little bit less more, and then we'll cut it off. Go ahead.
States, through the intentional blockade of early treatment by the U.S. government.
That half is a million.
Half a million. That is a well-documented number. Okay, and it's a combination of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Now, when you ask me why, you're asking me to get into somebody's head. What I can say as a scientist is what I observe. The behaviors, the actions, the correspondence, these bizarre things like, don't you know it's a horse drug, y'all, right, which is amazingly pejorative. I live in Virginia, okay? I can tell you the people around me. I live in a rural county, and I raise horses. That was deeply offensive. To use that language in that way. But there's clearly been an intentional push. And Zev Zelenko, who's a buddy, the guy that came out with the original protocol, the Zelenko protocol, and was the one, by the way, that wrote the letter to Trump advocating for hydroxychloroquine. Okay, kind of important to put that together. He's put together a great little video clip in which he clearly documents the conspiracy between Janet Woodcock and Rick Bright to make it so that physicians could not administer hydroxychloroquine outside of the hospital.
And who is Janet Woodcock and who's Rick Bright?
Rick Bright was the head of BARDA, the Biomedical Advanced Research Directorate, which is the group that, for instance, funded the J&J vaccine and Operation Warp Speed, etc. So they're the big ticket funder in Health and Human Service of biodefense products. Janet Woodcock was head of Operation Warp Speed for drugs and until very recently head of the FDA. She
We covered her skullduggery weeks and weeks and weeks ago, old Miss Woodcock. Speaking of Woodcock's, old Neil Young, he's hooked up with the Daryl Hannah, the actress slash actor, depending on what you think its gender is. This whole thing. And then these people, and now Joni Mitchell, these washed up 60s, 70s, rock, you know, anti-establishment, so forth and so on. Now they're all, you need to take down Joe Rogan because he had on Dr. Malone and Dr. McCullough putting out disinformation. I mean, you know, and then everybody found out about Neil Young selling 50% of the whatever worth of his lifelong catalog to the Blackstone Group. The Blackstone Group. Isn't that interesting? I think we had some connections to 9/11 there with the Blackstone Group, didn't we? Interesting there. So anyway, I wanted to get that out there due to the fact that I didn't get it last week. Now, we're having cyber attack warnings all over the media. Okay, so a couple of weeks back, the Israelis, okay, and a bunch of financial goons, they simulated a big cyber event dealing with the financial system, the global financial system. Funny they ran it out of Israel, isn't it? That's just funny, but it's really, really, and I saw this all over, and it's really, really to set Russia up, it appears, right now, with a pin the tail on the donkey. Russia's going to be the patsy with some kind of Vault 7 skullduggery. Remember, they were bragging, well, we can make any kind of cyber crime look like it comes from any country that we pick. Remember, they were bragging about that stuff out of Vault 7. So remember that when you hear the, you know, the idiots. I mean, I don't even want to say they're idiots. These people, these insidious traitors that work for corporate media, and we know who owns it all. You know, you got Bezos in there too, and but you got all the Jewish mafia and certain other nobility elements, but it's predominantly Jewish mafia that owns our entire media. So they're going to set Russia up, it looks like. Mr. Producer, get clip 11 ready. So you got the cyber attack warnings, okay? So Russia looks like they could be set up here, but let's go. Let's roll clip 11, and we'll see who else could probably get set up and get joined at the hip with Russia once again. Go ahead.
This is Dabu 7 using some discernment on this latest DHS announcement as they come out stating that they have evidence that domestic violent extremists and racially motivated extremists are developing plans to attack the U.S. electric sector. My first question is, why haven't you arrested them? Since you know everything they're plotting, what they're typing, who's doing it, you know everything. How come they're not arrested?
They're recruiting the patsies now.
Well, but go. This seems to go along the path that we always see these stories go down. And I remember years ago, Judge Napolitano came on Fox News for all the sheep that didn't get it and said, you know, your FBI admitted to creating dozens of events just to foil them, to take credit for them. That was mainstream, if you missed it. So now, all of a sudden, since the beginning of the scamdemic, they've seen a rise in white supremacy and in extremists that want to attack the grid. First off, who does it benefit when you attack the grid? To me, it's this government and this world government and everyone that's pushing the scamdemic trying to control the people. That's who. Oh, yeah. And if I recall, even looking at the Whitmer case in Michigan, what did we just find
out?
All right,
you can stop it there. And get the next one ready, clip 12. And this is just a kind of some window dressing, kind of the beginnings, just kind of like to wet the whistle. Go ahead and roll 12.
This is Dabu 7. We have another big cyber attack, this time targeting a hospital system inside of Kentucky. We have this Campbellsville hospital saying they are investigating a cyber attack, and they're really seemingly trying to downplay this. But all of their systems went down, and it seems to be connected directly with this. They're trying not to freak people out and all that stuff, but they're saying that their systems, including phones and other services, are down, and they're working to restore all those as quickly and safely as possible. Very few other details about this event are immediately known.
All right, go ahead and stop that there. So as Rand Paul gets more and more hardcore with a lot of the statements over the last, you know, week and a half, now a Kentucky hospital system gets jacked with a cyber attack. It's kind of interesting. You got China Mitch, right? Shanghai Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul, the senators down there. Now, Rand Paul's been getting very, very hardcore about statements, as we've all heard over the last week or so. And so I'm not saying any of it's connected. Now, up on Jim Stone, okay, they are sending the agents into the truckers' rally. They're going to blow the place up. I tried to post this from the other machine and got blocked. Heads up, Ottawa. There's a Canadian government operation underway to put a stop to the trucker rally Saturday. They arrived just before sunset, January 30th. So there's all this stuff you're seeing about a bunch of Antifas and so forth and so on. Okay. Update, there are now reports people gave the obvious agents a little personal talk, and throughout the day, smaller numbers of them have been called out and forced to leave. The people there are not stupid. That is an enormous advantage. That won't stop the agents from entering the parliament to stage something out of sight, though. So now we wait. I had to quickly produce a very good report on the other machine, and they blocked it for some reason, despite the same errors I got through with the machine I am using, blah, 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 blah. Heads up, Ottawa. There's a government-sponsored black op underway that started out right before sunset. God only knows what they will do, but they were dressed just like the agents who did the Boston bombing, and there are tons of them. Commies will often back off when exposed before doing their dirty deed. Hopefully this helps. Post, and repost. All the details are on the other machine, blah, blah, blah. And so now they're, people are saying that there are there's a big deal with some Antifas and so forth and so on that are going to act a fool in the next few days. Very, very hard to say. But, you know, we have to expect the possibility that there could be some sort of an operation that goes down here to try to make this thing look bad, okay? Australia now has started another kind of trucker, blah, 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 and now the United States, I'm seeing rumblings where people are going to do something here. So you got to ask yourself, okay, all these different trucks taking themselves out of the, you know, last-minute delivery system, is this going to help cause even further disruptions into the, supply chain and that sort of thing? It's very, very hard to say. And this is kind of contained within that Space Busters Nanoman, but I just realized this, and this is all the way from September and going into this year. But in the face of neurotechnology advances, Chile passes a neuro rights law. So Chilean lawmakers approved a law establishing the rights to personal identity, free will, and mental privacy, becoming the first country in the world to legislate on neurotechnology that can manipulate one's mind. All right, so the bill could form the basis of future lawmaking in the field of human rights in other countries in the face of advances in technology applied to the mind and the brain. During debates, Senator Guido Girardi, one of the most vocal promoters of the law, said its aim is to protect the last frontier of the human being, the human psyche. And if you get into Schwab in his Fourth Industrial Revolution book, which this nanoman in the beginning, which I don't have time to play, it really gets into we're getting into the mind of the masses, and we are going to manipulate it, okay? And so the Chileans looks like they're the first ones to really try to put this down on paper. Now, we know how laws work. We know how treaties work. All these countries sign them, and countries look at all the laws that we have to try to allegedly protect our rights, and then this beast government just turns around and does what they want. Look at all the politicians. They get up, they swear to support, defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. As soon as they put their hand down, they go hang out with their buddies and they plot and scheme to overthrow what's left of the country. That's what these people do because they have no honor. They are Alinskyite, Leninist, Marxist nuts, and what they don't have any morals, values. They love swearing false oaths, and one day they're going to have to pay for that. Whether it's in this life or the next, that remains to be seen. But look at the 435 House members. Look at the 100 senators. How many of them, percentage wise, are traitors versus people that are trying to do the right thing? It's a large swath. our traders. I know we're probably coming up on the break any second here, but probably after the break, I'm going to queue up this clip one, and we're going to let this play for most of that segment because it's just that good. There's the break. We will see you guys on the other side. It's Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
We're back. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And, you know, there's a lot of people getting caught up in this, finally the awakening, and people are standing up, and hey, look, this is what needs to happen. But at the same time, you need to temper your giddiness. Remember with Operation Lockstep, when it talked about when they were going to turn the screws, that part of their actuaries is active resistance and in mistrust of the power structure. And I'm not saying these people know everything and so forth and so on, but I am saying that some people are saying, oh, we're kicking their butts now, and you know, so forth and so on. And I'm like, look, we have to realize that, you know, it might, you know, like, listen, here's an article, and I'm going to start the video in a second on clip one. Have it ready, Mr. Producer. The globalist reset agenda has failed. Is Ukraine plan B? It is from January 28th from Brandon Smith. So, and he says this, there are people in the liberty movement that attribute far too much intelligence to the global power elite, to the point that they seem to think the globalists are always planning 10 steps ahead. The funny thing about planning 10 steps ahead, though, is that if anything goes wrong with steps 1 to 9, then getting to number 10 will be impossible, and you just wasted a whole lot of energy on an elaborate plan that end up going nowhere. Well, when these people plan 10 steps ahead, they actually have contingencies for probably each step. And I'm not giving them too much, but I've watched all these operations that these characters have run on all of us over the last 25 years, from Oklahoma City to 9/11 to now COVID. And the people that did 9/11 are still walking free and still running operations on us to this day. So I'm giving them their due, as far as they've got the corruption level so high that up to this point, they haven't been held accountable, and they've run so many operations on the people of this country and the people of this world that, and then he goes on, the globalists are not the smartest people around, not even close. They aren't even all that effective when their plans actually function, and there are no surprises. Their ideas fail constantly. Well, I mean, that's your take on it, but, they've got us pushed to the edge, it appears. They, you know, I was watching some of these videos about the possibility when, like with Ferguson, for instance, people are finally getting hip to the fact that when they run one of these operations, Ferguson or George Floyd or whatever, then they start cranking up the unseen weapons, the electronics, the psychotronics, and these things, and really, really stir the pot. And so we have to, you know, the spiritual level is one thing, and the man's sinfulness and his proclivities to do crazy things. But at the same time, there's that synthetic, there's that control element too, just like with the weather. Yeah, God controls the weather ultimately, but there's a lot of jerks running around with all kinds of big toys, and they're trying to do their thing as well. And that goes for, you know, human conflict and behavior and management and all that stuff. So, let's before we play this, and I might go into the next segment after the top of the hour break to really get to some of the good stuff too. But remember here when they're talking about the Kalergi plan and the elites don't care about who's mixing with who. I don't agree with some of this. So I don't, just because I'm playing this doesn't mean I agree with necessarily some of the ideas put forth here. But they are worth kind of put in your supercomputer and crunching around a little bit. But the first part's about Bill Gates and all these people buying up desert areas in Africa and the United States because a solar minimum might be coming, and these areas might become the plush new breadbaskets of the world. And I found that quite interesting. So let's start at 3617 there, clip one, Mr. Producer. We'll let that play.
And observational evidence. His scientific team points out that the technocrats behind the fourth industrial revolution, transhumanism agenda, have taken advantage of the general ignorance and lack of knowledge of not just the general public, but also the medical and health community regarding matters such as nanotechnology, to carry out this sinister plan of what they call UN Agenda 2030, which is just the first target milestone of UN Agenda 21 for the entire 21st century, the duration of the current modern Eddy Grand Solar Minimum, the regular cyclical 100-year ice ages that will change this world beyond recognition by its finish around the decade of 2090. Once again, Time magazine cryptically spilled the beans for those paying attention as to why Bill Gates and the billionaires are buying up all of the desert land in the western United States and building farms there. Of all the things in the world to build in a desert where crops can't currently grow, just around the 33rd parallel. And Time also showed why China and the elites are pumping trillions of dollars into building infrastructure in the useless deserts of the Sahel region of Africa, also around the 33rd parallel. Yes, that 33rd. Because they know the record rainfall landing there now is going to make those deserts the new fertile food-growing breadbaskets during the Grand Solar Minimum, just as it always has been like clockwork during the previous Grand Solar Minimums when it was the breadbasket of the Roman Empire. And it's no accident the Sahara Desert is scattered with hundreds of fairly recent, highly advanced ruins sticking out of the sand. And they do not want us migrating there, so they need to monitor and control us. Have you ever wondered why the governments don't seem to care that they are flooding Europe and Scandinavia with migrants from Northern Africa? They are purposely moving them out of Northern Africa, since that area is going to be thriving after 2030. That's why Gaddafi had to go. He was stopping the North African migrants from coming into Europe. The Kalergi plan is yet another clever smokescreen and diversion from the real Agenda 21. The elites don't give a shit how the races mix in soon starving Europe, because the elites won't be in Europe. They'll be in thriving Northern Africa. They're telling you on the cover of Time magazine, but you haven't been paying attention. All of the vaccines tested, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Janssen, and Moderna, contain exclusively nanotechnology. La Quinta scientists have found nanorouters, which emit MAC addresses, that can be registered with Bluetooth wireless technology just by using your own mobile phone and the help of an app. We've seen this confirmed dozens of times on TikTok, BitChute, and other social media platforms, where the Bluetooth on people's phones is offering to link up to one of these companies when in the vicinity of those who have taken the injections and boosters. We've seen electronic devices in automobiles and even televisions trying to link up to the exact same Big Pharma MAC address device as the phones do when those who are injected get near them. A French research team stopped random volunteers passing by in a park, asking them if they had been vaccinated or not, and splitting them into groups of vaccinated and non-vaccinated. They were tested with their laptop's Bluetooth, and the vaccinated were registering an unnamed MAC address as each were called near from the field. The researchers said what is generating it, they do not know, but it is not natural. It is against nature. A person should not emit a code. Normally, Bluetooth devices have a name on them, so you know which one you want to connect to. But now, when you go into a crowded public place and turn on your Bluetooth, all of these anonymous, unnamed MAC addresses suddenly show up. It does not take Sherlock Holmes and Watson to figure out where these signals are coming from. In this parking lot, only one phone device and the stereo from a Ford EcoSport show up on the Bluetooth. But once inside the building, they are both still there. Then suddenly, all of these anonymous devices appear out of nowhere. And as the number of devices are counted against the number of people there, again, we don't need Matlock or Columbo to tell us what's really going on here. And it's not just MAC addresses and Bluetooth either. Modern smartphones can scan QR codes and open links or even show UPC or universal product codes. But they can also scan traditional barcodes like store scanners and show you the universal product code as seen here. A universal product code is unique to every product. Human beings are not meant to be products on a grocery store shelf, so it should be alarming to find out that many people who have taken these injections have been assigned their own unique product code, no different than livestock. Any injected person laughing about this doesn't yet fully understand the gravity of their situation. And if you've done this to yourself, do not fear. There is a way to test and remedy your situation. If a smartphone picks up a UPC code at your injection site, you can use a strong magnet to find the exact location of the graphene nanochip. You will see it bulge out of the skin like this. Mark it with a pen, cut it open, and take it out. It will be black, about the size of a small grain of rice, and highly magnetic. The scientists have now found nano antennas and plasmonic antennas in the vaccines for the amplification of these signals. They have also identified nanorectennas, which act as rectifier bridges of alternating and direct current. They've also found codecs, which are devices capable of performing transformations on a data stream or signal, and also certain logic gates, which are small digital electronic devices that compute binary functions like and, or, not, true, false, less than, greater than, equal to, etc., used for the encryption of these nanocommunications emitted from the vaccinated individual to a remote network server. We have already covered the remote external network server patents and technology in great detail in our February 2021 film, Once Were the Living, if you'd like to see how this all connects. We have just recently seen secondary confirmation of this technology in the Pfizer biotech vaccines from German doctor Ute Langer in her testimony to German attorney Dr. Rainer Fuhlmich's legal team mounting their genocidal crimes against humanity case with a team of 1,000 attorneys and 10,000 medical experts. Dr. Langer shows us a mechanically constructed object in the Pfizer vaccine sample found under dark field microscopy on a slide. She shows two slides, one on the bottom with just a drop of the vaccine substance on top as a cover so that nothing slipped or dripped out. The fluid is not moving. The machine is moving itself within the fluid. In another Pfizer batch, Dr. Langer found this. She is not a biotech engineer, but even she can figure out that this is a nanochip. She points out that this chip structure has been observed by others examining vaccine contents, and that Dr. Barbel Gitala had the exact same findings in her analysis of a Johnson & Johnson vaccine vial. The form is always the same, so the appearance is not a coincidence and shows up frequently. These objects are also moving themselves within the still fluid. Next, she shows the blood of a vaccinated patient, noticing the rolling and stacking of blood cells like stacks of coins, typical of blood cancer and serious liver disease, also EMF or electromagnetic frequency exposure. The blood cells are forming into rolls with another object looped around throughout the image. It isn't hair or fiber. They did comparative photography with both hair and fiber. It appears to be these graphene layers that we will discuss shortly. She says it is extremely long and it is dually refractive, meaning it splits and bends light into two different paths, like calcite crystals, meaning these objects are not organic, not biological, they don't belong there. Very similar to Morgellons fibers growing out of people's skins and scalps. Delgado says the primary material for the elaboration of these microstructural complexes is graphene oxide, seen here in a Pfizer vaccine vial, the presence of which is decisive for the self-assembly of these structural complexes. The main mechanisms of exfoliation or peeling off of graphene oxide within the body into graphene quantum dots are natural biodegradation of graphene oxide caused by the enzyme myeloperoxidase found inside of our neutrophil white blood cells, in other words, antibodies, which break down antigens and cause the greenish color of pus and mucus. The second is the telesphoresis mechanism, which are microwave electromagnetic fields emitted from our mobile phone signals with different frequency ranges. Graphene oxide injected into the body acquires magnetic properties when it comes in contact with hydrogen and living cells. This is why many vaccinated people have this exacerbated magnetism at the point of inoculation and subsequently in the upper solar plexus and even the skull. Graphene oxide is recognized by our bodies as a foreign antigen, meaning a toxin. Once injected, it has an affinity for the central nervous system, basically the spinal cord and the brain, because of its higher electrical conductivity. Once in the central nervous system, it causes immobilization of limbs, strokes, paraplegia, and the alteration of the nervous system itself. Graphene oxide also has a blood clotting factor and increases thrombogenicity, meaning a tendency of a material like graphene oxide coming into contact with the blood to produce a thrombus or blood clot, or multiple blood clots called emboli, which themselves become detached and travel through the bloodstream. This is called venous thromboembolism. So how did the FDA warn you 3 months before these injections were even available to the public on their own website that these 22 things would happen to you if you take these injections? Why did the FDA say they needed 75 years before they'd release the ingredients in these injections to the public? Obviously, because they knew damn well already what was in them and want to make sure they're all long dead and buried before the vaccinated hang them for injecting this into them without informed consent. Graphene oxide also has an affinity for electrical organs, such as our heart, especially when cardiac activity is increased by exercise, sports, or nervousness, and therefore its electrical activity increases. At that moment, this graphene oxide targets the heart and inflames it, generating myocarditis or pericarditis. In addition, graphene oxide has the ability to absorb electromagnetic radiation from our environment and multiply or amplify its power with a transistor effect. Thus, it generates small discharges that cause arrhythmias in our cardiac system when they have increased cardiac activity. Just as these electromagnetic signals can excite this graphene oxide enough to amplify and discharge, lighting up these LED bulbs, here we see graphene oxide in myocytes or cardiac cells, generating electrical heart arrhythmias when the graphene is excited by microwaves. Then it gives off the electrical discharges. This woman's phone is shut off on airplane flight mode. But watch her meter when she leaves it on flight mode, but turns on the phone's Bluetooth.
I'm now going to turn on the Bluetooth. Okay, get ready for this. Yes. Bluetooth.
It's very possible that one function of the graphene oxide is to amplify the injected Bluetooth nanotransmitters that are giving off these Bluetooth signals to be read by the external monitoring and tracking devices. But that means that these people's bodies are constantly generating this kind of electromagnetic radiation, which is also bombarding their organs constantly. Again, don't panic if you are giving off a Bluetooth signal yourself. Nature and your local health store have given us zinc. Do you know what injected graphene electron bombardment does to the charged molecules in your organs once excited and amplified by electromagnetic frequencies without a huge zinc molecule buffer to neutralize the electric charge? You'd live a lot longer if you did. Again, the real reason these booster shots are purchased by our governments long before the new fake variants are even claimed to exist is because these injections are not for fake virus protection. They are to keep topping you up with technology and more graphene oxide because they know your divine human body will eventually destroy and remove the graphene. They will keep telling you continuously that the boosters are ineffective against the next variant, but the next one will work. You'll see. Anything to keep refilling you with graphene oxide.
Listen, they want us to pay for the beer we drank, so you guys better split. The next gig is going to be dynamite. Huge. You'll see.
So far, four vaccinated tennis players have already dropped out of the Australian Open from heart arrhythmias on the court, and even more of them dropped out from chest pains in the qualifying stages. You can't even watch a sporting event anymore without somebody dropping on the field or court, clutching their chest. Luckily, the fact checkers at Reuters assure us there is no evidence that COVID-19 vaccines are linked to athletes collapsing or dying from myocarditis, but rather, for the first time in history, vaccinated athletes are mysteriously collapsing and dying en masse from a listed known side effect of their vaccines. But this is all coincidence and there is no correlation whatsoever. It's all
go ahead and pause there, Mr. Producer. And think about this, folks. The ability to have a team like the Kansas City Chiefs or the Cincinnati Bengals and all these guys are vaccinated, for them to possibly be able to manipulate the players and the outcome of a game on top of the refs usually throwing games. Now they've got this. It's just a thought. We'll see you on the other side.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
as his plan for